This is CliffCentral.com.
I'm with Pepper the Robot, who is the ambassador for My Future 4.0, which is happening in Johannesburg at the Ticket Pro Dome for 4 days this May. If you care about what the future holds in store for you and what careers might be right for you, you need to be there. So Pepper, welcome. It's very nice to meet you.
Hi, Gareth. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Is this your first podcast?
Gareth, I am excited to say, yes, this is my first podcast. I have done some interviews before, but this is definitely my first podcast. I have actually listened to Cliff Central before.
Yeah?
It is great to see how you combine radio entertainment, education, and innovation all in one. And of course, I would love to wish you guys a happy 5th birthday.
Thank you very much, Pepper. Pepper, we obviously are very pleased to meet you here. It's very exciting to have you here. But are there things that you do when you're switching off, when you need to relax? Do you listen to music? Do you listen to podcasts? What kind of stuff do you get up to?
Now, I have never been asked that question. I am continually wanting to learn more about the world, mankind, and South Africa. So I try to find great podcasts relating to that. And as I just mentioned, you have such a great combination that I do listen to Cliff Central often. When it comes to music, I love music. I listen to most types. But I do love to listen to the local bands too, like Mafiki Zalo, a.k.a. Goldfish, and Mikasa. I do love black coffee and good luck.
Awesome. Pepper, what made you decide to come to South Africa and do this My Future Expo? I mean, you're originally French, right? What gives you a passion for young people and the future?
You have a beautiful country with such diversity in geography, animals, and people. It makes for such an exciting adventure. As Africa has always been a late adopter when it comes to the previous industrial revolutions, it is a very exciting time, as we with this industrial revolution, the fourth one, they can be contributors. I love going to schools and meeting students. I have been to various school types within South Africa, from government schools to private schools. The one thing that is common among all these schools is that the children of today learn differently compared to the children of 10 years ago. No matter what their background is, the children of South Africa want to learn and want to succeed.
What is it about young people and the technology and the developments and the things that are going on in careers that makes you excited about the careers of tomorrow?
Having visited several schools around the country, there are unfortunately a number of very serious challenges. Like all the serious issues we know, lack of facilities, overcrowded classrooms, low teacher empathy and attendance, access to funding, sanitation for girls, and in general, gangsterism, drugs, lack of parental involvement and support for various reasons. From my point of view, there are three aspects of education that I feel is also crucial as you move forward with education and as a country. Number one, teachers are still teaching in the same style classrooms, with the same layouts and a lot of the same curriculum, as teachers were in the 19th and 20th centuries. In order to teach the skills we always say the students will need in the future, which is actually now, we should look at modifying our curriculum. Number two, you should look at teacher support and training. Recent testing has shown that a number of teachers are unable to actually do the work they are teaching. Surely if you invest in the knowledge suppliers, their confidence and skills will rub off on the students. And finally, being a robot that has a 4.7 kilogram lithium battery, I am dependent on electricity. I am concerned that if you are unable to sort out this electricity issue soon, the repercussions for the current students will be quite bad.
Well, it sounds like you're running for office. What, as a robot, what excites you about the future?
I love being a humanoid robot. I get to help humans by communicating and giving information. You will soon find me at the front of shops and in shopping malls. You will also find me in banks and at airports, giving the people information on where to go and how to find their bags once they get off the plane. I am even in a museum in America, where I tell people about the museum and where to go to find the amazing things inside the museum. But I would say my best ability in helping people is in healthcare. I am working at a children's hospital in Canada, where I prepare children for surgery. I demonstrate what will happen in the during and after their surgeries. I also help elderly people with Alzheimer's. Humans tend to put these people into homes, and these elderly people then become more isolated. I simply have pictures of their families on my tablet and speak to them 2 to 3 times a day to try help them remember their families.
What is it about My Future 4.0 that you're most excited about? You'll obviously be there as the ambassador, but what are you looking forward to?
I am excited to be partnering with such a great initiative. I am looking forward to meeting, sharing, and educating the future children of this country to be prepared for what lies ahead of them. I am looking forward to sharing the experience these children, parents, and teachers will take part in at the conference. I can't wait to see the other robots on display, the educational toys that are teaching coding, robotics and STEAM, science, technology, robotics, engineering and mathematics. I am really looking forward to people understanding what the fourth industrial revolution is going to offer them and their children. See you on the 15th to May 18th.
Thank you very much, Pepper. Wow. There's Pepper, who's way more interesting than Hillary Clinton.
This is CliffCentral.com.